Okay, today we're going to do Daf Mem Beis on Beis of Maseches Sukkah. We are holding at the beginning of a new parak, at the beginning of the fourth parak of Maseches Sukkah. So al derech hakdama, there are lots of mitzvos on the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Some of them are min haTorah, like taking lulav, sitting in sukkah, the mitzvah of simcha, which includes eating the meat of a korban shlamim, nisuch hamayim on the mizbeach, the mitzvah of arava, to go around the mizbeach, and other mitzvos that are clearly from the Nevi'im, saying Hallel, Simchas Pesach Shoeva with musical accompaniment. The Zman for the mitzvah of Sukkah, Lulav, and Arava in the Beis HaMikdash and Simchas Pesach Shoeva is for all 7 days. The Zman for the Chi of Hallel and Simcha is even on Shemini Atzeres, 8 days. Nisach HaMayim, Machlokas. We have Machlokas if it's 7 or 8 days. So despite all that, some of these mitzvahs, the Chamra Gozer, should not be Docha Shabbos. And therefore, at certain times, you can't be Mekayim these mitzvos for the entire period of time that they are actually a chiyuv. So we're going to explain the specifics of these mitzvos, when they're Docha Shabbos, as well as many other details related to these mitzvos. So now, says the Mishnah, Lulav, the mitzvah of lulav, which is dalad minim, va'arava, and the mitzvah of arava, putting the bundles of arava next to the mizbeach, shisha v'shiva, they are either noeg, these mitzvahs either noeg for 6 days or for 7 days, depending when Shabbos falls out, meaning really it's for 7 days, but not every year is it Tocha Shabbos. Ha-Hallel, the mitzvah to say the full Hallel, va-Simcha, and eating Karban Shlamim, Shmona, is knowing for all 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres, since there's no malacha involved in doing these mitzvahs, so it doesn't make a difference when Shabbos falls out. These mitzvahs will always apply for all 8 days. Sukkah, v'nisach hamayim, the mitzvah of sitting in Sukkah, the mitzvah of v'nisach hamayim on the Mizbech, Shiva, is always going to be for 7 days, regardless of where Shabbos falls out, because once again, there is no chashash of Chil Shabbos in them. Hachalil, playing musical instruments at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Chamisha v'shisha, sometimes it's 5 days, sometimes it's 6 days, because one is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. So we're going to explain each of these. Lulav Shiva Ketzad, what does it mean that Lulav is observed for 7 days? When is Lulav observed for 7 days? That's Yom Tov Rishon Shechag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Lulav Shiva. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we observe Lulav for all 7 days, because Lulav on Yom Tov Rishon is so important, it's Docha Shabbos. Vishar Kalayamim Shisha. But if the first day of Yom Tov falls out on any other day of the week, then whenever Shabbos comes, you take a break from Lulav, and therefore you're only going to observe Lulav for 6 days. Arava Shiva Ketzad. What's an example of when Arava is observed for 7 days? Yom HaShvi'i Shal Arava Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Arava Shiva. Unlike Lulav, where day one is the key day, when it comes to Arava, day seven is the key day. So if day seven falls on Shabbos, the mitzvah of Arava will be Docha Shabbos. But Shar Kol Yamim, if day seven falls out on any other day of the week, Shisha, then the mitzvah of Arav is only for 6 days. Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. So the Mishnah explains the Mahalich of the Kiyum Mitzvah of Lulav in the Mikdash when the first day would fall on Shabbos. How would they take Lulav? You're not allowed to carry from one Rishus to another on Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry Dalet Amos and Rishus Arabim on Shabbos. How on earth would they be Yotze, the Mitzvah of Lulav? So Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad. Yom Tov Rishon Shechag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we're in a Tzilas Lulav is Docha Shabbos that year. Malich Les Lulavein Larabayis. Everyone would have to bring their Lulav on Erev Shabbos to the base of Mikdash. Vachazanin and the people who work there, Mekablin Mehem, would receive their Lulavim from them, Visodnor Sonal Gabay Yitztva, and they would arrange them on the Yitztva, the platform by the Harabayis that was surrounded, where people could sit. Vazakenim and Nichnes Shalahen Belishcha. The older people would put their Lulavim in a special room, not together with everybody else's, because we don't want them to get trampled the next day. Melamdin osam, and the Beis Din would teach everybody, Lomar, to say, Kol mi shayagia lulavi liado, harei lulav matana. Whoever ends up with my lulav tomorrow, let it be a gift to him. Meaning, since on the first day of Yontif, you have to own your lulav, and there's no way everyone's going to find their own lulav the next day. You'll find a lulav. It's going to be somebody's lulav. So you want them to be able to be the owner of their lulav. So we teach everybody to say, I'm giving it as a matana. In the next day, on Shabbos, everyone would come to the Harabayis to do the mitzvahs lulav. V'chazanin zorkun osam lefnei. Shnehem, the Chazanim, the guys who work in the Beis Hamikdash, would throw the lavmen out in front of them. They would, everyone would try to grab a nice lulav, and it was chaos. They were beating each other up. When Bezin saw this total chaos, they said, this is a bad idea. And instead, they made the takana that you could do the mitzvah of lulav when the first day falls on Shabbos, but it's got to be beveso. It's got to be only in your house. So main point number one over here, the Mishnah describes how many days each of the different mitzvahs of Sukkot are done for. And main point number two, the Mishnah describes how lulav was taken in the Mikdash on Shabbos, but it led to fights, so they were misaking to only take it at home. So let's do a little bit of the Gemara. Actually, it's going to take us well into the next daf, so that I guess we'll just make today a very short shiur. So we'll start with Be'ezus Hashem with the Gemara next time.